This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We sometimes ask musicians about the instruments they choose, but what about everyone else? As part of our occasional series called Pro Tool, we're featuring people with strong opinions about the tools they use in their work. We've heard from a stylist about the best scissors to cut hair and a writer on the best notebook for drafting novels. This morning, a comedian, Harrison Greenbaum. He came over to tell us about the tool he uses on stage, a microphone called the Shure 58.
It's the one you see in a lot of the older stand-up specials. It has the handle. It has the nice bulbous top. The Shure 57 doesn't have the bulbous top, so it doesn't get rid of the plosives when you go like that kind of pop sound. The 58's better at making that sound good through the PA. But then there's the dreaded 55. The old school ones you see like Elvis using, those big chrome ones.
Oh, yeah, the Buddy Holly microphone.
Yeah, exactly. I did a college where that was the only microphone they had available, and it was a beast to use.
So this is not just a fussy affectation like the band that says if they're going to record in your studio, you have to have Lone Star beer in glass long necks chilled to 33 degrees.
Right.
It makes a difference to you which mic you get.
It makes a big difference. It's like it's our only thing on stage, right? We have our microphone stand, the microphone, and maybe we have a stool with some water, but that's generally it. So it's the only thing that we have to use, and it's how they're hearing us. So if it doesn't work, the whole thing is off.
Now, with a hand mic, you can also fool around with, what do we call it in the trade? Proximity effect. You can get in there tight.
Yeah, so you can get really close. I do a joke where I do a sexy voice.
So it's, yeah.
I'm putting my hand over the mic and getting really close.
I'm getting worked up just hearing you.
That
works for me.
And then you could even do, like, I do a joke where I talk about the Bible was not written in English, so when people quote it in English, they're basically living their life by a game of telephone, and that never gets the message exactly as you intended. So like if I whispered to you, like, hey, the dog is brown, right, then you might turn to her and be like, hey, the dog is down, and then you might turn to him and be like, hey, the log is down, and then you might turn to him and be like, stone all the gays.
Gosh. Point being, something gets lost in translation, but you had to use the mic to get that point across.
Yeah, I put my hand over the top of the microphone
and bring my right in here.
Now, when you're done for the evening, there's a move with the wired microphone. You got to get the order right? Tell me about this.
So in a comedy club, probably 2 minutes before you get off, you're going to get what's called the light. And one of the ways to acknowledge that you've seen the light or that you're wrapping up is you bring the microphone stand back to center stage and you put the microphone in the stand, which means when I'm done, I can easily walk off. The host can easily come back on. So if you see a comedian put the microphone back in the stand, either he's about to do an act out where he really needs to use both hands or he's ending.
Harrison Greenbaum, stand-up comedian based in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Harrison also showed us the proper way to do a mic drop to end your comedy set. Marketplace.org has his tutorial. And what's the tool to have in your line of work? If you can argue it is the best, tweet us at Marketplace, if you would.